What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Biden visits New York City for a campaign trip. It's Tuesday, February 27th, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for light rain in New York City with a high near 56 and a low near 53. Before today's top story, students at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx will no longer have to pay tuition after a longtime professor donated $1 billion to the school, removing a major financial hurdle to becoming a physician in a historically underserved borough. The gift by Ruth Gottesman, chairwoman of Einstein's Board of Trustees, is considered the largest gift made to a medical school in the country, according to a press release. Gottesman, a retired pediatrics professor who spent 55 years of her career affiliated with the Bronx Medical School, developed a widely used screening test for children with learning disabilities and founded a trailblazing adult literacy program. Her husband, David S. Gottesman, counted Warren Buffett among his mentors and left his wife a large portfolio of Berkshire Hathaway stock when he died in 2022, the New York Times reported. Gottesman thanked him for making the donation possible. "I am very thankful to my late husband, Sandy, for leaving these funds in my care," Gottesman said. And Mayor Adams won't be releasing any data about the toxic chemicals floating around Ground Zero after 9/11 until an extensive legal review determines the city's liability risk, the Daily News has learned. Responding to questions as to why city agencies denied Freedom of Information Law requests for data on what former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani knew about toxic chemicals at Ground Zero in the months after the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, an Adams spokesman said a legal review is needed first. Lawyers for 9/11 survivors who put in the FOIL requests were stunned by the city's decision. The lawyers' FOIL requests sought documents, reports, assessments about the toxins, dust, and fumes that came from the destroyed World Trade Center, as well as other information about future health threats to 9/11 first responders and survivors. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
President Biden was set to visit New York Monday afternoon for his second campaign trip of the month to the Big Apple. The president will touch down at JFK International Airport, then fly by helicopter to Lower Manhattan, with arrival at Wall Street at around 2:30 p.m. Biden will participate in what the White House characterized as a campaign meeting before returning to the heliport and departing around 6:30 p.m., according to his schedule. There were no details released on the location of Biden's planned event or where traffic may be snarled due to his motorcade. Just 2 weeks ago, Biden raced into town for a fundraising visit, raising millions in three separate events. Although he faces potential protest votes over his support of Israel's war in Gaza in Tuesday's Michigan Democratic primary, the rainmaking trip to Manhattan shows he is focused squarely on the looming general election against former President Trump. With only token primary opposition, Biden and the Democrats have built a huge campaign war chest that dwarfs that of Trump's GOP. Biden raked more than $42 million for his Democratic allies in January, with $130 million in their campaign coffers, compared to just $30 million for the Republicans. Trump, on the other hand, has had to deal with a competitive primary up to now, with ex-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley insisting she won't drop out. He also faces four looming criminal trials on a total of 91 felony counts. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
spoken layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.